What's up, guys? Hey. How are we doing? We gonna get these? We gonna cop today or what? We gonna cop these? Who's in? Is it gonna be easy? Is it gonna be easy? I don't know. Something tells me no. Yo, what's up, Sean Young? How much? I don't know, 100%. I think it's gonna be 160 plus Supreme tax and shipping. So you're probably gonna be up there close to 200. It's gonna be on Supreme in 15 minutes. Supreme on in 15 minutes. Then the next Supreme drop. I am ready. I am ready. Yeah, it'll be in the, I think it'll be in the shoes section. It'll be in the new section also. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Sono? I'm just chilling. We're going to see about these shoes. Look, this one is nice. I like this kind of drop, right? Because if I don't get it, I'm not going to be bummed out about it. You know, these ain't no Jordan 4 Reimagined breads. These are just some crazy looking Air Maxes. If I don't get these, it's not the end of the world. When is the drop and where? The drop is in 14 minutes over at Supreme. So you can go to Supreme's website and just refresh. You're going to have to refresh the website until the new stuff pops up at when 8 o'clock hits. You like these? They're dropping in like 14 minutes over at Supreme. Nike's going to release them. It's the new Nike Air Max DN. Nike's going to release them on Air Max Day at the end of March. But you can get them in about 13 minutes. If you want. Not, this is not for everybody, guys. Just let you know. This is not for everybody. What if you have the app down? Yeah, you could do the app too. But guys, honestly, I think the app is just the website. All right. I think the app just directs you to, the app is just a browser of sorts for the website. Apple Pay or PayPal. My hunch is probably Apple Pay, but I'm gonna use PayPal because that's where I keep my sneaker money at. That's where the offshore account is. No, that's where my sneaker money is, so I don't get it confused with household money. So we'll see. Big yawn, bro. I hope so. I have a weird feeling. This always happens to me, right? Everybody, like, I've been posting about these for weeks. Everybody says trash. But it's a Supreme drop. It's funny how that goes. Right now you got people that are saying trash, and then you know, 5 minutes till they look at the clock. Shit, I'm gonna have to go for these. So I don't know if the silver pair is dropping. I would imagine the silver pair is gonna drop also. Usually they drop both colorways. I'd be happy with either, but I think I'd probably go for the silver pair. Although these are nice too. Will they sell out? Bro, I have no freaking clue. I have no clue. These are things I got no clue about. I got no clue about the resale. I got no clue about how many pairs. I got no clue if they're going to sell out. And I got no clue if universal basic income is the way of the future. Those are things I don't really know about. Everything else, I know a lot about. Do you think Reimagine 4 is going to drop again? Look, if it does, it's going to be very limited, right? Just like when they when the Military Black came out and people went crazy for that, they dropped again. But like they dropped a couple times on like Jordan Reserves. There's just not a lot of pairs of them. You know what I mean? Usually when they restock things, it's because they have an excess of it. Or they have late shipments. I don't think that's the case with the Jordan 4s. I think there will be, but it'll be very limited. I don't think they got another, 300,000 pairs coming. If that's what you're thinking, that's not going to be the case. It's just going to be a few thousand, if anything. I don't know. I don't know if these are going to resell or not. Eastside refunded you your Amma Mnir Dusks? Oh, man. Just recently? Retail, 170 plus tax. And shipping. Don't forget shipping, dude. Supreme charges an arm and a leg for shipping. So, just, you know that ahead of time. Let's go. Sneaker Freaker is ready to go. Who's copping these? Chat, who's copping these? You guys copping these? We got 10 minutes. I don't know. I don't know about resale. I mean, I'll just ask you, are people saying, I've not heard one person say, gee, Mani, I need to get the Air Max DN. I'm so excited. Like, these are I don't see that right now. I see guys like me excited. Like, I feel like, I don't know, with the exception of a few of you guys in chat, I feel like I'm the only one that's like talking about this shoe. I see some of the streamers. Now, this is a thing that I think could, some of the big streamers like on YouTube, they're using this as their thumbnail, right? So you got a lot of people that aren't really in the know, see this and they go, oh shit, this must be an important shoe. And they might go for it, but we'll see. It's all over X. Oh my God. You know what else is all over X? Bunch of trash and nonsense. Talk about a platform that just literally went into the toilet. And it's too bad too. It didn't have to be like that. I despise going on there. The only time I go on there is for like sneaker information. And even that, it's like I get all this crap in my feed that is just, I have no interest in. I've never expressed an interest in violence, death, destruction. It's horrible. It's the worst. Follow me on Blue Sky. I'm on Blue Sky now. Where are they dropping, bro? They're dropping on right here. They're dropping on Supreme. If you guys have noticed, these big companies like Nike and Disney, they're advertising on TikTok now. Nike's advertising on TikTok now. They're moving away. Disney, they got off X altogether. There are, you know. So, am I going after them? Yeah, why not? I like them. I figure it'll be cool because, you get them a month early and I could do a review on them. Resale won't be good. It might not be. It might not be, guys. Just be aware of that. You get these because you like them. Again, I got no clue. I have no clue how many they have. I don't know about stock. We don't have insight into the stock like that. I think it'll be an instant sellout. You think so? It's possible. And again, if there's only like 500 pairs, I don't know how many pairs there are. If there's a limited number, yeah, it'll sell out real quick. But because there are people, believe it or not, there's like Supreme fans that they just want to cop anything that's Supreme. And this is a fine example of a Supreme shoe. So I feel like it's either going to be gone in 2 seconds or it's going to be sitting. It's one of those. If I just get them, you'll sell them for me. But what? You just want their business on your resale account. Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah, what was it? Like StockX, if you do a certain amount of sales, you can, they take away. I think Goat does it too. They lower the amount of fees they take out. I think, didn't StockX drop all reseller fees for the, didn't they drop all reseller fees for the Jordan 4 Bred or something like that? Was dropping on Supreme. These are the only things I kind of care about. These are. So I'm going for these. There you go. Get your camis. Get your camo pants out. Prediction for resale? I have no clue. I have no clue. I mean, I would not exactly call this a hype pair, but I can't imagine it would be, I can't imagine it would be high resale. I can't imagine. This is going to be Supreme, guys. It's going to be on Supreme. So Supreme, they don't show the new stuff until it's going to pop up at 8 a.m. Pacific. So in 6 minutes, you're going to go and you're going to, when it turns 8, you're going to refresh the page or refresh the app and then go for them. Try and make that purchase. Hopefully you got PayPal Apple Pay. And just go. Get your size. Okay, so it says, Soul Retriever says the silver pair may drop. Black is the only confirmed pair. Get ready. Because here they come. Oh, yeah, G-Banker, thank you for sharing the live. When do they drop? They drop in 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Also, the CP company ASICs Gel Quantum, those are dropping too. You guys want those? Where? Price? Guys, it's the Supreme. Come on. It's got the big Supreme on the side. Where else do you think they're dropping that, bro? Supreme and people are saying 170, but then you got to pay tax and shipping. So it's going to be close to $200. It's going to cost you $200. Depending on where you live. And then people go like, I live in Idaho. I live in Boise, Idaho. What is it exactly out the door? Like, those are the kind of questions I get. What do I look like? Let's get this W. All right, Exotic Kid. Hey, we're going to go for it. I'm with you. ASICs equals trash. Oh my gosh. Good personals. I think they're interesting and I'd like to try them. That is it. That is the extent of my, so if I don't get them, I'm not going to be crying about it. I'm not going to throw a hissy fit like I did with the Bread Fours. I'm just going to move on. I'm not going to go, it's not fair. Yeah. Yo, Luke, what's up, bro? Silver, please drop silver. excuse me. I don't know why they wouldn't drop silver. Silver seems like it should drop. But we'll see. Black is the only confirmed pair. Flashbash. The only one that might give me flashbacks is the Jordan 4 Breads. But I think, I don't know. I got my JD Sports points up, so when that drop comes, I'm going to be prepared. I'm not going to be made a fool of twice. Okay, so what we're hearing now from Soul Retriever is that the silver pair is friends and family exclusive and will not drop today. All right, the silver pair is a friends and family exclusive, will not drop. It'll only be the black pair. So unless you like this, what the hell? Yeah, it'll be, so I think you can go to the shoe section or the new section. What size do you buy for resale? No size. You can't buy them for resale because people that want to get these, let them get it. I have no idea about resale, guys. I'm not a resale guru. They'll be under shoes. Yeah, they'll be under shoes. They'll be under new. But if you want to go, it'll probably be easier to get them under shoes. So I'm in the shoes section. I'm just going to kind of refresh. I'm on the app. I'm going to do the app. I'm going to do the app with PayPal. The app with PayPal. Can you cancel? Hey, if you're thinking about canceling your order, don't go for them. That's my advice. You can't. I don't think you can cancel your order. If you're having those kind of doubts, I would not even go for them, right? I know you want to go for them and see what the resale is. Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't think you can cancel. Yeah, Supreme won't cancel your order. Okay, guys, less than a minute. Let's get ready. Come on. It's not every day we have a manual cop. We have a first come, first serve. This is a true first come, first serve. Get ready, guys. Get ready. Everybody ready? Come on, run up those. Oh. Oh, shit. My app crashed. Oh, shit. There they are. Size, add to cart, adding to cart. Oh no. Freaking. CAPTCHA hell, bro. I'm in CAPTCHA hell, bro. Sold out. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Unbelievable. Done. Sold out. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is wild, bro. Holy shit. That, you know what that is, guys? That's bots. Yeah, that's the bot. That's bots, guys. There's no way. Yeah, everything's gone. Jesus. It's not even, it was sold out less than a minute. It was sold out in seconds. Yeah, it's, I mean, Supreme, guys, it's got a reputation of being like bot central. Yeah, there's no way. Yep. Oh, shit. You know, I mean, and that could very well be, you know, Nike, they're like, here's, they could have been like, here's 100 pairs, you know, here's a full size run, one full size run. And then now people are going to be like, oh shit. Like now people are going to pay attention to this. Nobody gave a shit about these, before, right? Now the fact that, they sold out on Supreme in less than a minute, you know, that's going to make people kind of pay attention. That is unbelievable. The CP company A6 Gel Quantum 368, I think it is. Those are almost gone. If you guys like those. Well, looks like we're going for some Sauconys on Friday. Looks like we're going for some Bodega Sauconys on Friday. Dun, 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 dun. Got stuck and I'm not a robot. No, I actually got through that pretty quick. I got through it pretty quick and it didn't even give me a count. Like, you know, it'll say like you're in checkout and it'll go like available, 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 available. It didn't even, as soon as I hit checkout, it was gone. So there was, you had no chance. Just don't feel bad about it. You know, you had no chance. It's not like, I'll say this. I'll make it easy. There's nothing you could have possibly done as a human being to make it so you can get these. The only entities that got these were robots, were bots, were programs. That's it. You're not faster than, you're not running, a billion calculations per second. I don't care how smart you are. There's nothing you could have done. Don't feel bad about it. It's gone. That's it. Now, I don't know. Resale, who knows? But, holy shit. Yeah, sold out now. Size 10 kind of stuck around. Size 10 stuck around a little bit, but you know, you guys, maybe we, you got a purple pair, the white pair. There's going to be other colorways of this. I know it's not Supreme, but there's going to be a bunch of, they're going to have a billion different colorways of this. So you might have a colorway you like better. Trying to cop them for your B-Day. Well, it's over. They've sold out. Went for a tight stand. It was sold out in 15 seconds. Yeah. It is Bot Central. No, it 100% is Bot Central. My only hope was that like these were so like they just weren't hype, you know? Like they weren't on anybody's radar, but apparently they were on some people's radar. You know what? It was all scammed by Nike. They purposely knew that there was like no pairs. They're just trying to build heat. They're just trying to build heat for the Air Max Day. Yo guys, hey, tap that follow button. If you're not a follower, tap that follow button. Hope Nike do an all black shoe. They do. Here, let's take a look. Okay. So you know what this means, guys? This clears a runway for us to go for the Sauconys tomorrow. The Bodega Sauconys. You guys want to go for those? I think they're gonna be less expensive than these. You guys like the Bodega Sauconys? Here, let's go look at Nike real quick. Nike.com. Official site. Official site. I'm making these. Oh, there you go. Wow, what a surprise. Right there on the front page. So we got this black and purple. We got women's and men's. I've seen a white colorway that looks pretty nice. Look at this. So yeah, guys, this is dropping end of March. This is March 26th or something like that. This is going to be on Air Max Day. Oscar, thank you for the follow, my bro. Check the UK site. There's a UK site. I'm not going to order from the UK. It's over. I don't want them that bad. If you want to check it out, go for it. Let me know if you caught. Yeah, but sold out. Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to get them from the UK. Let me get my proxy going. Yeah, that's fine. It could be in the UK site, but I'm not living in the UK. I'm not going to have them shipped overseas. I don't want them that bad. I'll wait. I'll get them off Nike. Look at this. It's not a bad colorway either. But I guess if you're desperate to have them, if it's your grail, then go for it. No, bro, nobody copped. I'm confident there's not one person in this chat that copped. They're gone. They're just gone. One can argue they were never there, right? This is it's the cat, whatever you call it. We'll never know if they were actually there. Yeah, I mean, you go back a couple months. The first day we got images of these, I posted that. I thought they were pretty interesting and I was going to go for them. You know, it's that futuristic shit that I like. They're whack. Well, yeah, there you go. Then it's not a problem. I mean, I don't like, I'm not desperate. Like, oh shit, I'm crestfallen. Like now I can get, now we can cop these. These are going to be at 9 a.m. So we have plenty of time. Where is it? Releases. You guys know you're going to get this. You guys know you're going to cop these. You guys are going to cop the Margaritavilles. Look at this. Freaking Margaritavilles with a beach chair. Come on, you guys. We'll go for these tomorrow then. You guys want to see a bot fest? Wait till these come up. Bodega, Saucony, Grid Shadow 2, Jaunt Woven. You think the other ones were a bot fest? Just wait. You ain't seen no bots. Until you get 9 o'clock tomorrow. Stop it. I'm the goat in the game. Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Wish I could have got you guys Supreme. But unless we had the reflexes of a computer program. Plan B, back to ASICs. I think those ASICs sold out. The ones that dropped today, the CP company. We got these. I think this is the drop of the week. But again, guys, another thing too. Like I said at the beginning of the live, when the big streamers on YouTube, when they start posting like whatever their thumbnail is, and a lot of them had the Supreme DN as their thumbnail, then people go like, oh shit, I'm going to go for that. So, you know, I think that didn't help us, but I really dig these. I think these are going to get, I think these, the resale on this is really high right now. Granted, there's not a lot of pairs, but let's check the resale. Last time I checked, resale was like $400. What the hell? Shut up. Shut the front door. Are you serious? Shut up. No way. Well, oh my God, it dropped. Shit. That's kind of funny. Oh, maybe you don't have to get these tomorrow. Maybe you can get them on the resale. So let me just, okay, okay, good. Because resale was like $400. Now it's like $250. All right. Okay, well, that's good. Well, I might actually get a chance. Might actually stand a chance. Nobody hit the DN, Joe. Nobody. They did become bricks. Oh, my God. That's wild. Shit. Yeah. It's pretty, but they still haven't released, right? They still haven't released. I mean, unless people just got them and they're just dumping them. Okay, well, it should be an easy cop tomorrow then. Oh my God. But look, something is fishy. $245 less than the previous one. This strikes me as somebody got the pair for free and they just want to dump them, right? Somebody came into these for free. They didn't pay for them and they just want to dump them. That's what this smells like to me. And it's also odd that it's the same. Look, guys, something, we got to, come on, Scooby gang. Come on, Scooby gang. Look at this. It's the same price across all these pairs. The same person is selling all of these is what it is, right? That's what it is. Come on, Scooby gang. Yeah. Somebody got a bunch of them for free and they're dumping them. Yes. They fell off the back of the truck, or somebody left the back door of the warehouse open. This is weird. You got to admit. Come on, Scooby gang. I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling sneakerheads. Yeah. Somebody is doing a resale operation here. Because yes, look, you do not sell a pair for $250 lower than the previous price. Yikes, we've uncovered a scandal. I'd still kind of like to go for those. I'd like to go for them. Scooby gang, that's who we are. We see through the nonsense. I think we'll ever get a restock of those Deons. Like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that was just a little taste. We're getting a wider release of those later on. Yeah. Don't worry about that. You're going to get plenty of, they're going to be just yours. They're going to be just available. You can just take them. Opinion on the reimagined Jordan 4? It's all right. DNs are 300 pounds. I don't know how much that is. I used to know. When I worked localization at Disney, on the apps, I used to know like the conversions for like the different foreign currencies. I've forgotten that stuff now. Cause I used to have to test that kind of thing on the apps, the in-game purchases. I used to know like how many euros, how many pesos, all that stuff, like what it converted to for a dollar, but I don't know anymore. Opinion on reinvent. Oh. And then, I don't know, you guys are, I think the grid shadows, I like the grid shadows. Oh, what the hell? Trash thing. I like the grid shadows. But then there's also these. And you guys don't seem to like these very much at all. The A6 GT 2160 Earls collection. You guys don't like this at all. I don't know why. It's not a bad looking shoe. I like the color. I think the colorway is kind of cool. It's kind of what's in right. Like they're like, oh, we got to do the pastel and the earth tone. Did I cop Supreme, bro? Nobody copped Supreme. We tried. It was sold out. It sold out in a second. I question if they were even available. Yeah, these are the Earls. Who's Earl? I don't know. Dude, honestly, you guys be honest. I know. Don't BS me. I bet you a third of these collaborations, you guys have no clue who the collaborator is, especially when it comes to ASICS and New Balance and some of these other ones. They're like, when they're like, oh, it's a New Balance. It's our new collaboration. It's the 9060s. It's in the, JoJo 180 studio design. You guys, like, nobody knows what that is. I think they're just in the back making up collaborators. They're like, yo, we're having trouble selling the 1906 R's. Like, let's just make up some shit. Be like, yo, this is the hottest new artist. Jim Bilson. He's hot new collaborator. And they just make it up. It doesn't even really exist. I've never heard of Earl's collection. I don't know what Earl's collection is. Am I buying? No. The 5th of March? Yeah. I'll go for Jumpman Jack. We got Jumpman Jacks coming. Why do made in the USA cost so much? Because they're made in the USA. That's my guess. That's my guess. Bots will get them, you think? Well, you know, maybe they'll do. That's when like EA, you know, isn't so bad. You know, I can live with EA. Hey guys, why don't you do me a favor and run up those likes, will you? Run up those likes, and tap that follow button. I'm sorry, guys. I wish it was different. Every time you hope that things are different, but it just isn't. It just isn't. They're sold out. Yeah. They were never there, guys. For us, for a human being, they were never there. Just think of it like that. They were never there. Now look who's going to wear these. C-3PO. R2-D2 is going to put them on his little rollers. The T-1000. Who else? Johnny Five. Chappie. They're the only ones that get to wear these. They were the only ones fast enough to get it. $375 on Soul Supplier. Well, there you go. I see. I'm like, look. I mean, this was like a nice drop in that, like, I wasn't super attached to him. Like, hey, I would have been cool to have, but I'm not going to be like, oh, God. You know, it's like not going to be no Jordan 4 bread. When did these come out? They came out, bro. They came out 18 minutes ago and they sold out. We couldn't even sniff them. Couldn't even sniff them. They're gone. But we can wait if you guys want to wait till end of March, Air Max Day. You know, I think part of this is like, you know, Nike could have very well been like, hey, we'll give you a token amount of these. Like, just make sure they sell out. Just make sure they sell out. We want to get some, you know, they want to get hype for these, right? And this is, they built hype. Now everybody's looking at this. Are these going to sell out? I don't think so. Now, I mean, if we start seeing the Supreme DNs, like, you know, the super popular celebrities and sports guys wearing them, then yeah, then we might get a fever pitch. They say sold out just to drive prices up. I don't put it past them. I don't put it past them. Do you think they had store stock? I don't know. I did not hear anything about, normally they have, you can like reserve them early. I saw none of that. None of that. None in store. Yeah. Yeah. Like for the, when they did the SBs, those were, they had a bunch of in-store stuff for those. Yeah, there's nothing. Guys, there could have just been one. For all we know, there could have been one full-size run or less. You know, we don't have the same kind of insight into stock like we do with Nike, you know, and some of these other ones. Yeah, this is the Nike. There's also a white pair too. Let's see. I kind of like the white pair. Air Max DN. Whoops. Let's see if they have. Let's see if we got some pictures. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen pictures of a white pair. There's going to be a bunch of different colorways. I'd much rather have something like this than the Air Max Scorpion. You know what I mean? How do bot kids look? I mean, I'll say this. If you can type a one sentence text prompt into a box and have the computer create photorealistic video, it can select a box with a motorcycle. That's always been my theory. You know what I mean? If you can render a almost photographic real world for Call of Duty or a video game, if you can have a multiplayer match with 200 players in it, you can draw a square around the biggest cat. These guys, they've figured it out. They've cracked the code. It's clear now, guys, your average CAPTCHA, it's not getting it done. There was, so one of the exercises for, they had like an AI convention, somewhere. And I don't know if it was AI or if it was hacking. I don't remember, but they had like, they posed a challenge to these programmers, like try and get, how fast can your bot get around CAPTCHA or an AI get around CAPTCHA? And what the AI did was went out. This is an AI. This is an autonomous entity. Went out to like Fiverr or one of those concierge services, hired, it lied, posed as a person with a disability and hired a human to complete the CAPTCHA. That's insane. And that was like a year ago. So, I mean, forget about it. Unless we go to some kind of biometric thing, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. What the hell is this? We should have copied these. Well, see, that's the thing. They find a new way. I mean, this is what I saw. Somebody had one of the like main bot guys, Botter Boy or whatever his name is. It's a cat and mouse game. So like Sneakers app will update their bot software and the bots don't get anything. The next week, the botters have time to edit their software and then they'll eat. And then nice, you know, whenever Sneakers app gets around to switching it up again, they get nothing. They modify, they eat. It's a cat and mouse game. That's why, guys, I say the in-store pickup It was like the only way. The in-store pickup is the way. It's it. I mean, people go like, well, yeah, they just, they'll print out fake IDs. Well, you know what? If you're out there, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio style, catch me if you can. You're out there printing fake IDs, then you can freaking have the Jordan. I don't care. But most people aren't willing to do that. So yeah, the in-store pickups are the way to go. Or exclusive. That's why I made it a priority to get my JD Sports and Finish Line points. Any news on the Naruto Crocs? I don't think so. I haven't seen any dates yet on those. What website is this dropping on? Was tomorrow? It's probably going to be on Adidas, right? Adidas. I'd say you probably look for these on Adidas. See, I don't know. I love futuristic, but these just look like foam slippers to me. I'd rather, given the choice, I'd rather have these. But again, I'm not crazy about these either. When is Supreme Air Max coming out? Bro, Ray, they dropped already. They dropped at 8. They dropped a half hour ago. We did not cop. We did not cop, my friend. I'm sorry. Nobody came close. We couldn't even sniff it. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. These are the... They don't even have the new ones on. They don't even have the new ones on here. Let's check our resale. Shit. God damn, dude. Oh my God. Like, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I was expecting these to go down. Ian, thank you for the follow, bro. These don't look like they're going down much. Holy smokes. Really good futuristic cloths. Yeah, I thought these would be going down. They're not. They're not. They're not. Now I don't feel so bad paying resale like the day of. I mean, I don't think, guys, hey, who in the chat is still waiting for their pair? Yo, thank you for the follow. Who was that? Hey, Just Jess, thank you for the heart. SquidWhite4, thank you for the heart. Thank you for the follow, bro. Who's waiting for him? Okay. Marky Mark. Sweepy. Hey, Sweepy, thank you for the high bear, bro. Asali, thank you for the follow. Who else is following here? Thank you, guys. Thank you for the follow. Sorry. Whoever followed, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm sorry I didn't show you. You're still waiting on your second pair from sneakers. Yeah. So all the pairs still haven't gone out yet, but I would have thought by now we would see a drop in the resale. But I tell you, people love this shoe. They love it. 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 They're willing to pay. Now, you'd see it drop if people were like, fuck it, I'm not paying that price. Then, you know, you'd see the price go down. But no, people are willing to pay. This shoe is Mr. Popular. It just is. It's a lot of people's grail. The OGs love it. Gen Z and millennials love it because the OGs love it. My favorite Air Max. Oh shit. Okay. I for comfort, I love an Air Max 90, right? The one that I'm really excited for is one they're bringing back. Here. This is what I'm waiting for. And I think these are going to be hot. I think these are going to sell like hotcakes. And they're retroing these this year. Mark my words, guys. These right here. Air Max 180. I really want a pair of these. And look at the resale, dude. $1,000. Somebody paid $360. Was this my size? Yeah. Somebody paid $362 for this. I mean, yeah, these. And this colorway, too. This is like the OG colorway. This was the follow-up to the Air Max, I think. Yeah, this is going to be a hot shoe. You still have yours? Yeah, nice. Yeah, this is going to be a hot shoe. This, the Air Tech Challenge 2. This is the 2024 is the year of the OGs. Gen X is going to go crazy. I have the Air Max version in that color. Yeah. Yeah, this is retroing. And it's going to be huge. I ain't paying $1,000 for it. I ain't paying $1,000 for it. But I'll go for it. Supreme, well, I mean, look. I think if they, now watch. If they release the DNs, it depends. If Supreme does more DNs after the Nike release, then I think you probably have a chance of getting them. If they do them before the Nike release, no, you're going to get, I mean, think about it. You know, they're like, oh shit, there's always people that want Supreme. There's always Supreme fans. Not as many as there used to be, but there are. And then you got people that like the Air Max DN that are like, shit, I'll get them a month early. So I think people will be willing to pay. Do we have them on? Are they on here yet? Let's see. Oh shit. I'm gonna cop. How much? 311? Shit. Could have got these instead of the not too bad. Could have got these instead of the Bread 4 Primes. Or what? Bread 4 Primes. What the hell am I talking about? The Bread 4 Reimagine. Dang. This is a night. Weird. It's darker on one side than the other. Wait, is that the same? I don't know what's going on. This was the Supreme Air Max DN. It just released this morning, sold out. We never even sniffed it. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Only 16 left. So I guess there's some pairs. This is where all the pairs are. It's my size 12. So, I mean, you'll see. I don't know. Maybe you can get resale. How much are the four? Oh, the fours? Fours are still like around 310. I think 311 was my size 12. So that's not going down. Bro, the threes aren't going down in price. They're going up. Shit. The threes aren't going down. They're going up. Still waiting on your Supremes last week's drop. Mm-mm. Now, shit. Are we gonna even be able to get the Muppets? Are we gonna get the Muppet stuff? I don't know about that. That stuff's probably gonna be gone. You're not paying $300 for these? Resellers? Excuse me. Do you think the Jordan 4 Remax will up in price? I don't know. It's not going down. I mean, there's still people waiting for pairs, but it's not going down. Did I cop? No. Nobody copped. Yeah, it is just too... I mean... Yeah, it was impossible. This is just StockX right here, but these dropped on Supreme at 8 and they're gone. Well, I don't know, guys. Honestly, let's who's going for are any of you guys going for these? Who's going for these tomorrow? Chat. Let me know. You guys going for these? Is it worth it for us to go for them? I kind of like to go for them. I think this will be another, it could very well be another bot fest. These are dropping tomorrow at Bodega. Yes, Jason's going for them. Okay, we got Jason, me and Jason. How much are they for? They are for 140. A pass. Adidas Cloud. Yeah, I don't like the soles on those. I don't like those. I don't like those kind of sneakers with big old Doc Martin soles. Tony Trauma's going for them. All right. Same set. Oh, you're going for the 12. Oh, good luck, bro. I don't know. I think I have no idea what resale could be on these. I think the resale that's going on with these now is fishy. If you were here earlier, there's some odd things about this resale. So I think it's probably somebody that's backdooring. They're probably mad backdooring these. That's why I would not surprise me if after the drop it goes up. But again, that's just my crazy tinfoil hat theory. When's the next Kobe release? I don't know. There should be one in March, right? Is the Venice is coming out in March? Yo, Leon Pulse, thank you for the follow, Leon. I appreciate that, bro. Bro, thank you for the follow. Guys, do me a favor, will ya? Anthony, bro, thank you for the follow. Welcome. You guys know we got the Sneakers for All podcast. I started a new podcast with a buddy of mine. Do I have a picture of it? Let's see. Hold on. Real quick. It's just a quick commercial. I'm sorry. Where is it? Let me see. Do, 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 do. Here we go. So we started a podcast. You guys, it's available on iTunes and basically any place you get podcasts at. Discount Film Critics. It's a movie podcast. So it's, you know, we're just having fun talking about some crazy movies that you probably have never heard of, but are really fun to talk about. So yeah, guys, go check it out. iTunes, iHeartRadio, where else? Audible, Spotify. So yeah, go check it out. Subscribe, rate. It's our first episode. It's kind of rough around the edges, but we wanted to get it out there. Here, I'll get this off. Definitely go check it out. Oh, I should have left that up. I should just, yeah. Go check it out. I'd appreciate that subscription. It's fun. It's a fun thing to just keep on in the background, right? While you're driving, while you're doing housework, just give us a listen. Very funny. Do I know a good podcast about sneakers? Yeah, there's an awesome one. It's called Sneakers for All. Really good. Really good. It's my favorite. Hey, thanks, G-Banker. I appreciate it. It's just the audio for now. We might do, because my buddy, he lives where I'm from in Central California. So we do it over Zoom. So I have to, I record it. So we might do a video one every once in a while. But yeah, he's really funny. Really funny guy. The first episode, we did it on 1978. Science fiction movie called Laser Blast. We discuss it. So it's going to be really like crazy movies that we talk about. But yeah, give it a listen, man. We can use the support. It's funny. It's just funny. It's lighthearted, funny, not bad. One Piece Puma come out tomorrow? Huh. Let's take a look at what are tomorrow's releases. What are tomorrow's releases tomorrow? Tomorrow. Oh, got a nice little New Balance going on here. See, tomorrow's the 23rd. You need some Buzz Lightyear. You got the Buzz Lightyear Adidas. Tomorrow, we got the Asics US4 Gel Terrain Classic in red. We got some Jordan 9 Golf. Anybody? Hey, who's copping the Fear of God Miami Hurricanes? Oh, there's no pick. Oh, let's take a look. Dang, look at this. Anybody copping these? If you're going to cop them, damn better get a half size up at least. You better get a half size up at least. Pass on them. I'm going to pass on them too. They have this and they have the Indiana ones that are red. I like the red ones better. But these are cool. If you're like a Miami Hurricanes fan or like any fan of a green team with green colors. Don't sleep on the Margaritaville Crocs. Facts. Don't be wasting away in Margaritaville. Go get those shoes. Have you guys been to a Margaritaville restaurant? I got one by me. I like it. I mean, the food's not that great, but the atmosphere is kind of fun. Like the kids like it because of the music and all the little decorations and stuff they have up there. But it's like a glorified, like the food is like a glorified Applebee's, but it's more like they have like live music on the weekends and stuff like that. St. Patty's Day shoes. Hell yeah. Anybody going for, it sounds like you guys are not interested in these Asics. Am I correct in that? Is there anybody going for the Asics? You went to one in Tennessee? Yeah, the one I go to is the one out in City Walk, Universal City Walk. Pass. Everybody's passing on these. Oh, Jay's going for them. Jay likes them. All right, Jay. I think these are what? What time are these dropping? I don't think I'll be. Eight a.m. Pacific, yeah. So okay, Packer. Okay, look, these are the places they're dropping, guys. Asics, Packer, Exhibition, Saint Alfred, and Capsule. Capsule, they're dropping early. So Saint Alfred. Oh no, Exhibition, Saint Alfred, and Capsule are dropping early, and then you got Asics and Packer. Your best chance is probably going to be at Asics. Packer is cooked usually. I don't know. I don't know what the resale is going to be on these. And then let's go. Wait. Yeah, this is the one. I don't know. This is one I think I might be going for. Unless there's something else. Like, let's take a look at what else is coming out. Unless there's something else coming out that's huge next week. Although, I do feel like February is a short month, right? So February should be over, like, right quick. Okay, so February is over. I think once we hit March, we're going to start to get the Jumpman Jack stuff flowing. I think very soon we're going to start to get Jumpman Jack heat, you know, Shock Drop, all that other kind of stuff. Oh my God. Okay. We got the, anybody interested in these? Come on, give us a picture. You guys interested in you guys interested in this, in the Undefeated? Hold on. There's two different colorways. I wish they had a picture of them. They don't. There's these. You guys interested in the Undefeated? The Undefeated Terra Humeras? The cargo khaki colorway is pretty good, I think. Yeah, they're kind of cool, right? I think they're kind of cool. The cargo khaki one is better. They don't have a picture of it. Hold on. Let me see.
Let's see if we can find these. Let's see if we can find these on StockX. Okay. Archeo Brown. There's a black pair? Wait a minute. Oh, these released previous. I guess all I have is that stupid. Oh shit. God. This is annoying. I think this is one of the pairs that released previous. Anyways, that cargo khaki is a better colorway, I think. What are these going for? Huh? What's retail on these? 170? That's not so bad. This is StockX. Did I get the Supreme Air Max? No, nobody did. Nobody did. We had 200 and something people in here and nobody sniffed it. We couldn't even sniff them. They were just, we didn't even get a taste. We didn't even get a taste. Couldn't even get a taste. You got a pair. You did not, Anthony. Stop it. Stop it, Anthony. No, Anthony. Anthony, make a TikTok, Anthony. Put it. Show us proof. Austin, thank you for the follow. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. The site before StockX? Soul Retriever. Soul Retriever. Oh my God. The embarrassment, the shame has all come rushing back from Saturday. No. No. I do not feel the least bit bad about not copping. I do not feel the least bit bad. Oh, the white leather one? Oh, that was you mean this? Fuck, man. This thing is so fucked up. This is, I think, last year. I think this already dropped. Well, let me see. When did this drop? Is this one of the ones dropping? No, it can't be one of the ones dropping now. I think this dropped a while ago, I think. Or not. Or maybe this is one of the ones that's going to be dropping soon. All right, let's look. There's only one way to settle this. Should be up on sneakers, right? I think it's on the it's on This Week in Sneakers. Where is This Week in Sneakers? There you go. Let's hear that music. Do do. Oh, here we go. Cargo khaki. So there's cargo khaki. I like cargo khaki. Shit. This cargo khaki is legit, bro. Maybe we should get them from... Hey, we should go for these. Yeah, I don't really like the light magenta. Although... Yeah, I got my Cyan Blast. I don't need light magenta, too. Exclusively at Undefeated Chapter Stores and globally at Undefeated.com. Okay, so we got to get these at Undefeated.com. Undefeated's... And that's another one that's a mess to cop off of. And I like the cargo khaki. Yeah, it's just cargo khaki and light magenta. So it's going to be Saturday. All right. Oh, no. Guys, what do you think? Should we cop? Should we go for those? Who's interested in those? No, I said the 24th. The Powerpuff Girls, I have them. I got the bubbles.
Did I hit on Supreme? Hell yeah. No, did not. Nobody hit on Supreme. Yeah, those are cool. I don't know. I still like the Sauconys. You know, I might try, you know, let's try, maybe we try something new, right? Probably be an easy cop. You think? I don't know. We thought Supreme might be an easy cop. Oh shit. The DNs are going to be releasing everywhere. Not Supreme ones, but that's Nike's big flagship shoe for Air Max Day. That's Nike's big flagship shoe for Air Max Day. So they're going to be everywhere. All different colorways. You don't need to worry about it. They'll be plentiful. You just can't get them. You just can't have them a week early. I mean, sorry. You just can't have them a month early through Supreme. I'm a nice guy. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Big Frog. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bodega collabs go hard. Yeah. I really dig it. I don't know. I mean, everybody, I feel like you guys are like snickering at me. Like you're laughing at me when I mention this, but I like it. I feel like there's just not a serious desire to get this shoe. Oh shit, here we go. Oh wait, yeah. No, wait, that's friends and family. We determined that. Are they not here anymore? These bodegas, I think these go hard. Yeah, I really like these. Did I cop the Toy Story Crocs? Hell yeah. I got them for my kid. I got the Buzz Lightyears. The Jordan 5s? You mean the olives? Oh, man. Come on. I like the olives. I'm trying for Bodega. Yeah. You know, this could be botted. There's, again, I want to say, I think we uncovered some malfeasance with the selling of these. So yeah, I think these are heavily backdoored. So I don't know. We might not have a chance. We might not be able to sniff these tomorrow either. How much is your kid? What? No. Why is Saucony making bodegas too? Oh my God. You guys. Ah, I need to take a nap. You guys are wilding out. No, it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration between Bodega and Saucony. Oh, years. Well, good. Well, that's better. 3. Hey, Quarting 2005. Thank you for the follow. Too much happening on that shoe for me? That's what's kind of cool about it. Yeah, he will. He'll be, he's going to love them. He's going to love those. He's going to love them. He's going to like them. Yeah. My 6-year-old got, he's got Travis's. He's got reverse olives. He don't care though. I mean, that's the thing, guys. Little kids, they could care less, right? It could be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shoe that has lights on it. It could be a Jurassic Park shoe that's got dinosaur claws, or they would like those better than, you know. Yeah, I put the Travis reverse olives on him, and he's like, you know, he's ticked off because it's got laces. You know, yeah, little kids, they don't really care. But that being said, I do like to put my kids in shoes that are well made and aren't going to fall apart. And I find that Nikes are a lot better shoe than, like, you see some of these really inexpensive brands like Cat and Jack and stuff like that. Like, those will kind of fall apart. I got 2 kids, so I like to give the older kid good shoes, and then he can pass it on because their feet grow so fast. And he can pass it down to little brother, right? What are your thoughts on the Nike Zoom? I think it's okay. Hold on. The sun is burning through my eyes like a laser. I think it's okay. People just seem to, are they still available? Oh, shut up. They didn't. Oh yeah. I was gonna say they did not sell out. Did they sell out? Oh shit. Never mind. Yeah, bro, you got a full size run. I mean, I don't think they're bad. I kind of like them. I kind of like them, but it's just I don't think people are having it. Let's see, do we get any notifications come up? Anything big? Oh my god, my little dog is like about to kill the cat. You hear him growling down there. No, nothing. The space hippie. Color. Well, I mean, you got this. Here, you got. I tell you what, this is what I like about them. I like the different materials. I think that's pretty cool. I like the little touch of orange or red here. You know, they come with some nice packaging. And also, I think this might look different. I mean, look at that. Come on, guys. Come on. I mean, I'm not trying to talk you into getting them, but I don't think they're trash. Oh, you meant for Nike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll come out with more colorways. I like Bodega, but they are Saucony. Yeah, I'd like to try. Like you said, 2024 is a year I'd like to kind of try some new shoes, some different things, switch it up a little bit. The green speckle on the back is dope. Yeah. I don't know. These could be mad comfortable. I've never owned a pair of Sauconys. I mean, maybe I did when I was a little tiny kid. We'll see. Is there a Yeezy drop? Hell yeah, there's a Yeezy drop next month, bro. Hold on. Let's pull it up. Let's get some viewers in here. Let's get some viewers in here. Let's let the people come in here. Oh, shit. Oh, they have the date? No. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just the first wave, right? There's going to be more stuff dropping after this. But I don't know. I think definitely the slides and the phone, this is all going to go except for these will be easy to cop. But I think these are the best here. The only thing, I might get one more pair of slides before it's all gone, but I would really love to get MX slides, right? We had the MX Moon and the MX, supposedly there's MX Moon and the MX Orange Cream. I'd love an MX slide. I don't think we have not seen an MX slide yet, but you know what that means. It's going to be, people are going to go crazy. It's going to be mad rush for those MX slides. I think out of all these, the foams, I think this is going to be the one that the MX Granite. People love the MX. People love the MX. Am I going for Kobe Air Force Ones? Hell yeah. I love Air Force Ones. You're literally going for them all? They're like Pokemon. You got to catch them all. Just picked up the Houston Oilers Spizikes. That is a nice blue color. I'll admit that. I'm not crazy about the Spizikes, but it's a nice blue color for sure. Saucony, bro. Saucony's dropping tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time. We might go for it. We'll see how we feel. If we're feeling feeling a little feisty, we'll go for them. Rentuna, sorry if I mispronounced your name, but thank you for the follow. Yeah, we'll see. I think also, I don't know. It's hard to gauge the excitement. It's been a minute since we had a Yeezy drop, so I'm sure there's some people. God, where is that little light coming from? No? There. We got some people, I'm sure they got the fever. The Yeezy fever, but at the same time, I do think a lot of people have kind of moved on from Yeezy stuff. So you guys getting your pod socks. But I don't know. If they drop on, I actually feel like Confirmed does a pretty good job, or they've done a pretty good job of blocking bots. Now, if they're dropping at like retailers and stuff like that, and well, I mean, think about it. There's so much, bro. I tell you what would be crazy if they start dropping the unreleased Yeezys, right? The Yeezy Samba. They dropped the Yeezy Samba. What's that orange boot one? The 1050? They dropped those 1050s, whatever they are. Are they the 1050? Yeah. If they drop these, like, it'll be a madhouse. It'll be a madhouse. I've actually seen people wear these in person. They're not all that. They're not all that. But I just tell you, people get the fever. They'll get the fever for these. Oh, yeah. Like, nobody even has them. This is what I want though. This is the one I want. This is the only one I'd like go for, like in earnest. I would love another chance at these. I really like these. I would love another chance at a 7. And there's been rumors of they were gonna retro. I would love another chance at these, but we don't know yet. It's not going to be until after that initial drop. Then we can start thinking about these. Mike hunches it's going to be on the Confirmed app. We don't know 100% yet, but we'll know soon. That's why it's important. You tap that follow button. Yo, tap that follow button. Join the community, man. Have fun. Like, we're out here having fun. Not taking ourselves too seriously. We're having fun. We're copping shoes. If you really want to take it up to the next level, tap the star to subscribe. Get access to our Discord. Sub-only lives. We did a sub-only live last night. On the weekends, we like to do sub-only gaming sessions where, man, we're out here playing Helldivers 2. We are tearing it up. Helldivers 2, we are dominating on Fortnite. So if you want to participate in those things and have cool custom emotes, then you know you got to tap that. You got to tap that star. Only guaranteed cop around. So only guaranteed cop. Plenty of stock. We got plenty of spaces available in the subscription community. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's confirmed or unconfirmed. But I would love one of these. If I managed to get my hands on... Oh, shit. Come on, guys. If I managed to get my hands on a 750, then I could call it a day with the Yeezys. Then I'd be like, all right, it's over. Yeah, these are so dope.
Sheesh. Bruce Lee moon boots. I like, see, but I love moon boots. I'm a big moon boot guy. I'm a big moon boot guy. So G Banker is showing all of, look at, so the ones with the stars, those are ones we got by completing subwaves, right? That's our trophy. That's our trophy. We gotta come up with some more. I gotta come up with some more emotes. We got some good ones. I think the new batch is pretty good. Bricks, what's the resale? Lock. I'm gonna have some other ones. Oh, what website is this? Although that's too small to have on an emote though. What website is this? I can't, what are some other ones? Oh shit, no. I'm gonna do like a Jordan 3 craft one. Crafts are underrated. Did you cop crafts? I should, that should be one for that. Yeah, these are, there's a, one of our friends here, has these, Jonathan, J. Will. J. Will has a pair. J. Will has a pair. Yeah, so there, again, there's rumors before the partnership got the... Oh, shit. They got football cleats? What the hell? $10,000? Sheesh. Guys, for 10 grand, we could cop these football cleats. Bro. Hey, you guys, if anybody like plays at like a little... like. Any of you guys like college players or even like high school? Yeah, you cop these. You walk onto the field with these. You command some instant respect. There was a basketball player. Was it Shannon Brown? Shannon Brown, just for fun, played an NBA game in these. He wore them on the court and actually did pretty well. And he said it was like one of his better games. He was like in between sneaker contracts. So like... he was just wearing them, and then he was like, oh, let's see what happens if I... He was like, I'm going to go up. I'll wear them in warm-ups, and we'll see if anybody says anything. And, like, nobody said anything. So he just wore them in the game. Crazy. Nick Young. I'm sorry, Nick Young. Nick Young. Sorry, Shannon. Nick Young. Thanks, D. How much? I don't know. I don't know. What. Let's see what... I mean, it's going to be retail, but it's retail what it was back in the olden days. So they were $350 retail. Shit. That was in 2016. Holy mackerel. They're going to want $500 for these. I don't know about that. You can get them for $955. You can get them for $955. Yeah, those are sick. Every time I kind of passed on these, and this is the one like I kind of wish I had. Because this is one of the, this, you guys keep asking about the dad shoe stuff. This is the shoe. This is the one that started the dad shoe trend. This one right here. This very shoe. This started the whole dad shoe wave. Just so you know. Know your history. Yeah, it's right. It's essential. Yeah. Yeah, this is the one that started the dad shoe trend. When did these come out? 2017. I saw a video. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's a guy going into a resale store. This was an old video. And he wants a pair of 350 V2 Zebras. Bro, he is trading in. It was back when those were like $2,000. He's trading in Air Yeezys. He's trading in those Adidas Y3s. He's trading in what would now be $15,000 worth of stuff, right? He's got the, like, it's like maybe like six or seven pairs of shoes
that now go for many thousands of dollars. And they go, the guy, the kid behind the counter, you guys maybe have seen it. The kid behind the counter goes, "We're almost there." And then the guy's like, he's like, "Can I see him?" And they bring him out and he opens the box and he's like, "Ah." Oh. And then like the owner of the store comes out and is like, he looks at all the stuff and he's like, give it to him. I was like, holy shit. That Air Yeezy would be, you can buy 100 pairs of 350 Zebras. You're going to listen to the podcast? Nice, bro. Thanks. Let me know. Please give me a rate it, but only rate if you're going to give me 5 stars. Rate it and subscribe. Thank you. You saw that video? Yeah, I forget where it is. I'd love to show it here, but I don't want to get dinged for like copyright stuff. But yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's freaking heartbreaking. Poor guy. It's just going to show you guys, just because something, I think there's, and wrongfully so, there's like, there's an idea out there that like the longer you hold something, the more valuable it's going to be. That's not true at all. When it comes to reselling sneakers, you have to take advantage of the price of when the price, like you got to strike when the iron's hot, right? You can't just, you know, it's amateurs that think that you can hold something and it's going to only get more valuable. That's not true at all. You can have something, you can have gold and you hold it for long enough and it's worthless. How many pairs are like that? A lot. If you gotta take advantage of the market when it's high. Exactly. Can't be too greedy. Well, I don't know if it's just greed. I think people just not knowing any better, right? Right? Just not knowing any better. They think, oh, it'll get, you know. Yeah. Age, and that's like, there's a few things you guys hopefully, I don't know. You guys, rarity does not equal value. It's all, everything 100% is what's the demand. It's everything is working off of demand. Not rarity, not how old, none of that stuff. I mean, rarity helps, but just look at the people that held on to pandas. Yeah, I sold my pandas. I'm really happy I did. Yeah, there was a time, again, if you copped a pair of pandas, that was 300 plus in your pocket. 300 plus in your pocket. Now, not so much. People stocked up on pandas. But no, I mean, real like resellers, they know the deal. Am I copping air? No, sir. Pandas are the same price every drop. Yeah, but man, back like two and a half years ago, when pandas dropped, bro, it was an event. It was the drop of the week. It was an event. When any Dunk Low dropped, really, I mean, especially pandas, but when any Dunk Low dropped, it was a huge event. It was a huge event. People buying pandas I think I sold my pandas like the low 200s, high 100s. I think when I sold mine. But yeah, man, it was between 320 and 350 at their peak. You can easily get like 320, sometimes 350 in certain sizes. It was crazy. Dunks ran 2001 facts. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anything. I mean, you guys that are kind of new, you don't get it. You don't understand. You could get like this shit. Hold on. So like these. Like these would have been unattainable. Would have been unattainable. But if you did cop them, you'd flip them for 3 times the price. And these... these would have been twice the price. They would have sold out instantly on Sneakers app and you could have flipped them for double. No questions asked. No questions asked. Back in 2020, 2021. Like, I remember looking, I remember thinking, like, I'd like a Jordan 6 and trying to get, like, they had, like, the Burgundy, the Bordeaux, I think it was the Bordeaux Jordan 6s, and they were, like, $350, $400. Like, it was just ridiculous. Now, all this stuff, even like this, is, like, under retail. Some of these sizes, I think, are probably under retail. Yeah, I mean, shit, look at this. Size 9, 183. This is a UNC. I like this shoe. This is the only shoe I copped on Foot Locker. In-store pickup. I was on the wait list. This was like a surprise drop when they dropped these on Sneakers app. They shock dropped these. I think these are pretty dope. Black Cat redrop. Which Black Cat? There's Black Cat 3s, Black Cat 5s. I'll go for the 5s probably. Like, this would have been double. Whoops, not the kids, but. But, like, this would have been double. Easy. This would have been upwards of $300. You live in Lithuania, and the Sneakers app doesn't work there. Oh, no. Do you get, like, a, do you have to use, like, is there, like, a website that's Sneakers? I like these 5s. I do. But I don't think, I'm not going to go for them. They're going to sit hard. They're going to sit hard. They're going to be, but that's good. I mean, then it'll be easy for you to cop. They're a nice looking shoe. El General, thank you for sharing the live. Nike Town Bellevue had first come, first serve. For what? These are dropping in March. Yeah, the 5s are outlet bound. Yeah. Oh, for sure. They're going to sit. But that's good. I mean, that means you can cop them if you want them. Right? It sucked. Believe me, trying to get general release back in 2021, trying to get general release Jordans and getting nothing was really a bummer. Right? Did I get the Air Max DN? No. Nobody did. They weren't even, I'm seriously questioning if they were even available. Or do they go straight to the back door? I'll tell you what, guys, don't be, we discovered those Sauconys, the Bodega Sauconys, I think those went straight to the back door. These? Don't be surprised tomorrow if when we go for these, it's instantly, they load up sold out. Because look at this shit. Okay, somebody dumped them my size. Somebody dumped it for $245 less than the previous sale. $245 less than the previous sale. That's called a dump, right? That's a dump. And then look at this. Oh, gee, it's all the same price. Come on. Come on, Scooby Gang. Figure this out. The same person owns all these. And they're looking to dump them. The same person owns all these. And they're looking to dump them. So, yeah. I don't be surprised if those Sauconys are not available tomorrow. Did I get the Jordan 4 Reimagined? Yeah. I did. Raw, Ruby. You low key like the black? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. How much are the Sauconys going for? Well, they're all going for across all sizes, going for the same price. Gee, that's not suspicious. And they're selling them for $248. Yesterday they were at $400, over $400. So. I think somebody got a load of them. I don't know who's doing it. If it's somebody, I don't know if it's Bodega. I don't want to accuse, but I don't know. I don't know. But it's clear that there is a dump going on before the drop, right? This kind of thing happens before the drop.
So I would not be surprised if these load up sold out tomorrow. The retail price is what? Let's see. 140. Ah, shit. We're going to get these. Oh, we'll go for them. I don't want to say we're going to get them. We'll go for them. 9 a.m., guys. Meet me back here. 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll see what we can do. Gallery department needs to do a Saucony. You love the Asics? Everything sold out so quickly. Yeah, don't feel bad about Supreme. You never had a chance. None of us had chances. They were bought it or they weren't even there. I mean, for all we know, it could have been one full-size run and that was it. Yeah, I do live like every day. I do live every day. I usually take a day off. I usually take one day off a week. But I do lives every day, most mornings. And then we try and cover all the big drops. And then I normally do a little something at night. And most of the time, it's for the paid subscribers. So if you guys want to subscribe, man, tap that star, subscribe. You get access to our Discord. You get access to our sub-only lives that we do. You get access to sub-only gaming sessions. Usually on the weekends, we do at least one sub-only gaming session. We play GOAT. My brain is fried. I'm thinking about GOAT because they got my Jordans. We play COD. We play Helldivers 2. Fortnite. Whatever we play, we dominate. Falcon Esports. Running the game. These are dropping tomorrow at Bodega. 9 a.m. Pacific time. Oh, you can also gift lives too. If you want to gift a subscription. Just saying. Yeah, these are going to be Bodega tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we can go for them, right? No, I did not get what I wanted today. And that is respect. And the Air Max DN from Supreme. We didn't have a chance. Don't even sweat it. Didn't have a chance. Couldn't even sniff it. What's that? Nothing. It was the Air Max DN. When is the easy drop happening? March. Is it March 19th? Why is March 19th? Why is March 19th sticking in my mind? Something's March 19th. I don't remember. No, don't. Hey, Robzilla, don't even worry about it. It was not. If you're a human being, you did not stand a chance. It was a bot fest. Golly, this number just keeps ticking up. The fact that these aren't going down in resale is kind of a little bit depressing. Oh, someone's birthday. Big Frog, is it your birthday? If it is, happy birthday. Let's see. Let's go check on my order. Check on my Jordans. I don't think they've made it. I don't think they've made it to authentication yet. They got stolen out of the mail. Another goat's still waiting for him. Are these worth holding? I don't know, bro. I mean, I don't know. Did not get the Supremes, Christopher. Nobody got them. They were not even... I question if they were even available. That's how shockingly fast they were gone. What did I sell? Oh, I didn't sell anything. I bought. I bought these, Eddie Castillo. I bought these. Yeah, I question if they were even there in the first place. But, you know, that's just me. And I know some of you guys still are still waiting on pairs, right? You're still waiting on pairs? Yeah. My mom's spirit didn't want me to get them. That could be. She says, you're spending too much money on shoes.
That's what my sister was like. Oh, isn't like mom reaching out and giving you a hug? I was like, no, she's got completely undermined. No, it was my fault. You got to, again, what do I always, I mean, my thing was my emotions were too into this. And I always tell people, check your, well, again, I wasn't counting on running over to my wife's account and entering that. I wasn't counting on doing that. But I always say, man, you got to check that shipping address, especially if you haven't entered a raffle in a while. Like my wife hadn't entered a raffle in 2 years. You always got to check your stuff before you go. Shit. That pisses me off. And I'm getting angry just thinking about it. Hey guys, come on. Make me feel better. Tap that follow button. Subscribe if you want to. We'd love to have you as a subscriber. Get into that Discord. Got a great community. We got a raffles channel in the Discord too. Pretty good. You want yours on Saturday and they arrived yesterday super quick. Yeah, sometimes Nike ships quick. Sometimes, most of the time, you're looking at least a week. At least a week. Sometimes even a week and a half. But there's a lot, like there's a ton of these, right? There's a ton of these. So they're shipping out a lot. And when they have a big shipment, it's usually slower, right? One mind Saturday, they arrived yesterday super quick. Yeah, that'll happen. That'll be the case sometimes. But yeah, tomorrow we got Asics, we got Saucony. We'll see what's up. We'll see what's up. We might cop. I had one thing come really quick. What was it? I had something come pretty fast. I don't remember what it was. But I had something come quick and I was pretty surprised. AT&T was the reason why you didn't get the Supreme Air Max? Stop it. Is your internet? No, bro. Hey, look. I'll tell you this. So my wife's work, we pay for the fastest internet there is. Like, you know, you can upgrade the different tiers. My wife works from home a lot. So we have the top of the line. It's super fast. We have the top of the line internet, and I still couldn't even come close. So it's not, don't worry about it. You could have had a T1, whatever they call it, you know, like the ones they have like at like colleges and stuff. Like you could have had a T1 line directly into Supreme and you still wouldn't have mattered. You got breads in 3 days. I was shocked. You were shocked literally? So like an electrical current came through the shoes and got you? Oh my God. I'm so sorry. What job do I do? Bro, you're looking at it. I'm like, man. Yeah, bro, I'm on here all day. I'm like, yeah, I manage the store. I hope everything's okay back there. Yeah. You're looking at it, bro. This is what I do. Well, I'm really a stay-at-home dad. That's my first job. But doing this. Paola, you got him? Nice. Have you got him yet? Have they come to your house? Yeah, I'm a dad. Two kids, man. Two brilliant little boys. Good kids. Lots of people saying the shoe quality is not good. Well, it's spotty. You're in good shape. Good. Because anytime they have a big, like they mass produce these, like there's a lot of them. The QC is a little iffy, right? Some of them, like some people like Annie that's in here a lot. She got the adult sizes and the kid sizes. And I think the kid sizes, they came, they had like really bad glue stains on them. But the adult sizes look fine. And then we've seen some people, like our friend Drew, he had stitching issues with the back of them. Like there's actually a gap right here on the back of the Air Max. I mean, sorry, the Nike Air. there's like a you can see a gap where the plastic and the leather aren't connected. So yeah, anytime you get a mass production, you're going to get some that are good and some that are bad, unfortunately. Hopefully mine are good. I'm hoping that because they're being checked a second time by GOAT, that if there's a flaw, like a big flaw with them, that they'll catch it. Flat burns on the toes? What? Jeez. Your shoes get delivered today. Nice, bro. Nice. Size, these are still going for 310. Haven't really gone down. Resale hasn't really gone down. Yes, shoes get delivered today. Nice. I think I read that one already. All right. I'm starting to get a little punchy. I'm starting to get a little tired. What a disappointment. Nah, I mean, again, don't feel bad about the Supreme thing, you guys. Feel bad about the Saucony Bodega tomorrow. No, just kidding. Yeah, I think I'll probably go for the Bodegas. We'll be live tomorrow, and we'll go for them. We'll see if we can cop. We'll see if we can cop. I've never tried Saucony. Chat, anybody in here got Sauconys? What do you think? Any of you guys got Sauconys? Restock on the fours, bro, is not going to be for a while. And if it is, I tell you, it ain't gonna be big. Narrow path kicks, you got them? Do you like them? They're fire. Are they comfortable? I'm concerned mostly with comfort. Very comfortable. Okay, Jake says they're comfortable. Okay. No, but want to get one of. Hey, tomorrow could be the day. Zikarati, tomorrow could be the day. What do you make walking around Disney all day? Well, glad you should ask, because I bought a pair of shoes recently specifically for walking around Disney all day. And let me tell you, they are really comfortable. My wife, she has Yeezy Compact 350s. She likes them. I bought these and I find them to be crazy comfortable. Very supportive. They're chunky, but they're very supportive. The New Balance 9060, and these are pretty plentiful. They got lots of different colorways, tons of colorways. They're available. You can go in store and pick them up at most places. You can buy them online at New Balance. These are the ones that I bought specifically for Disneyland. Let me show you. I think you can maybe still get these. I got these. The 9060s and the Cyan Burst. Is that my size? Yeah. I got these. This is a great Disneyland shoe. Really comfortable. It's these like these pads on the side. A lot of stability. So I feel like you could stand around for a long time. Like, you're going to need to stand in line. I don't stand in line at Disneyland. But... if you have to stand in line, it's pretty good. I don't stand in line. They see me, I just get right on. Get out of the way. Move aside. One side. Falcons coming through. Get them on. That's it. Virtual lines, yeah. Yep. It's the only way to live. But you do a shit ton of walking, though. You go to Disneyland for the day, bro, you're looking at least 25,000 steps. At least 25,000 steps. So you better have some comfortable shoes or you're going to be miserable. And you don't want to be miserable because it's so expensive to get there. You got to stay the whole day. You got to close that place out. You can't get there and be like, oh, my feet hurt after 6 hours and then go home. You will be burning a shit ton of money. You got to get there and you got to stay there. You got to post up, bro. You got to post up and you got to close that place down. You ain't leaving until the fireworks go off, right? The fireworks, everybody's looking at the fireworks. That's when you make a run for the car. Yeah. These are the New Balance 9060s. There are lots of different colorways. This is cool. Look at this, the glow. They got a freaking glow in the dark one, bro. Look at this. But yeah, like this stuff here at the bottom, the pads really like, again, they're chunky as hell. They stick out way far, but they are very supportive. Very, very supportive. And there's just a shit ton of them. There's a lot of them. Like I see these at Shoe Palace and stuff. You can walk right in and buy them. Yeah, Converse. Yeah. My wife, back when I was working at Disney and I'd go like every weekend, my wife, she'd be like, my feet hurt. And I'm like, why don't you get some decent shoes? She'd be like, my feet hurt. Like after 4 hours and we'd have to go and I'd just get kind of ticked off. But now she's got the Yeezy 350s and she's happy all day. She's happy all day. Yeah, on the glow, I should have went. The ones I really like are the Bodega 9060s. The Bodega 9060s. The same day these dropped, I copped the... I really like these. The same day these dropped, I copped the what's it called? The Bad Bunny Cloud White Forum. So I didn't get them. But I wish I had. I really like these. Lulu Daddy, who's in here a lot, he's got them. Yeah, these are really nice. I think this is the best colorway. The other one that's good in these is this. I think it's called. Is it Brick and Wood? Is this what it is? Yeah. Oh yeah. Shit. These. Oh my God. This is outrageous. You're going for $800? $850? The last pair sold for $660? Sheesh. Yeah, these, man. I wanted to go for them, and I decided not to at the last minute. Ah, shit, I wish I had. This is even the most valuable shoe in my collection. Yeah, these are dope, too. Got the 9060 with the pink outsole. Yeah, Joe Fresh Goods, I think, did a Joe Fresh Goods collab. I don't know. Did they do a Rich Paul? They might have done a Rich Paul. But the 9060, man, for comfort and support, if you need to be walking around, you gotta get the 9060. Shit, these are going for, my size is going for $850. And it's not like it's BS because look, somebody paid $660 for these.
Golly.
But it's another thing. It's another thing I appreciate about New Balance. Even their GR colors are nice, right? Even their GR colors look good. It's not like, oh, it's just these like shitty colorways and then they do a collaboration and that's like where the good colorways are. No, even their GR colorways are nice. You were lucky to cop the Bodegas? Yeah. So did a Lulu Daddy copped them. Yeah, they're nice. I think J Will copped them too. But yeah, I could have got them, but I was like, shit, I just got the, it was the same day. I got the Bad Bunny Cloud White Forums. And I'd say I didn't. I kind of wish I did. GR is general release. So like just the ones that they would release normally, not the collaborations or special editions or anything like that. Just regular ones, regular shoes. Teaching people the lingo. That's what we're all about. ASICs are better. Oh, yeah, the box. Yeah. The packaging on the Bodegas are pretty dope. Pretty dope. Yeah. Hey guys, if there's anybody here that's not, should there be anybody here that's not a follower, tap that follow button. Yeah, guys, be careful of fake raffles. Instagram is really bad about that. There are so many like, scam people that will hit you up on Instagram, like fake
shit saying you won stuff, don't do it. Again, guys, we talked about this yesterday. If somebody's coming up to you, somebody said somebody was offering them free Jordan 4s. Yeah. If somebody's offering you free Jordan 4s, or even like, you know, Jordan 4s at retail that's not your friend that you don't know, yeah, it's probably too good to be true. Travis Scott golf for retail the day of the drop. Scamarooski. Do I have any golf Jordans? Nah, bro. I don't really golf. Maybe, I know, I have a... Oh, shit. We got some movement on the Jordan 4s. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see. When is these babies going to come in? Okay, they've been delivered to GOAT. They are in the verification process now. The crack team at GOAT is verifying my Jordan 4s. Let's see. Are they going to be real? Or are they going to be fake? If they're fake, I'll be devastated because now I'm back at square one. That would suck. They shipped out quick. So I don't know. You got a pair of 4s for sale? Are you able to? Me personally, no. I'm not. I mean, I watched that guy, Rami. The guy, he can look at the box and see the font on the sticker on the box and know, or the shade of color on the box and know, or the thickness of the tissue and know. It's crazy. I mean, if it comes in like, you know, the Jumpman is upside down or it's the E is off the Nike, then I'd kind of know it's not a real one, but I can't legit check shoes like that. Can I ask how much I paid for resale? I think it was like StockX. It was like 310, but then once you throw in the fees and the taxes and shit, it's more. But yeah, size 12 on StockX for sale. I wanted a size 11.5 but missed. Thought I'd try a 12. They're too big. Good luck, man. Hopefully you should be able to maybe sell it and then you can buy a, or do you know what you could do, bro? Do TradeBlock. Have you ever heard of the TradeBlock app? TradeBlock app. My sister has used it a couple times. It's pretty good. They have a legit check on that, but you can put it up on TradeBlock and see if somebody will do a straight trade. Look at this size 8 for sale. Everybody's in the chat wheeling and dealing the Jordans. Check it out. Hey, big. Check out TradeBlock. Download the app and just take a look at it. You might find that you really like it. I mean, hell, if you get somebody motivated enough, you could even maybe get that size. You could maybe trade like the size 12 and like be like, yo, give me your 11.5 plus $20. You know, you can do that kind of thing. You can add cash. You can add cash on top of the deals, you know? So yeah, check it out. TradeBlock. When are the Supremes? Bro, they were this morning. Where were you? This morning, bro. We couldn't cop. Nobody could cop. Got your grails today? Congratulations, the Olympic Sevens. Nice, Eddie Castillo. Congrats. Janie, should I hold the book one? Let's take a look. There weren't a lot of pairs. I was kind of surprised. I mean, there's not much going on resale wise here. I mean, if you desperately need $20, $30, sure. But yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not like a resale guru. Maybe somebody in the chat knows better than me. There was not a lot of pairs on sneakers app, but again, this colorway is just, like, I get it. I get what they're going for, but I just not, it does not impress me. It doesn't do anything for me. You should wear them. Yeah, if it's your size, wear them. Hoop in them. Yeah, these aren't exactly knocking down the doors. I mean, like, look at this. This is better. Look at this. These are going for $300. Now, this is like, I mean, this is, to me, I think this is like 10 times better. I can't wait for the book twos. Chapter two. Going to be a pop-up book. Today, my two pairs of shoes arrived. Yeezy Slate Gray and Jordan 1 Low Sunset Haze. Nice. It's a pretty nice couple shoes. Lamont. Blah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, there are some things that I really do appreciate about this. Oh, no, stop it. There are some things that I appreciate about this shoe. Okay, one is, they didn't glue a bunch of, like, it's not like the other ones. They didn't put a bunch of plastic and shit on it, right? I like that, you know. They didn't put a bunch of plastic and weird crap on it, you know. That when the Tatums with all that plastic on it just looks like cheap shit, right? This looks like a shoe, you know. I don't know, like, I know there's plastic on the Jordan 4s, but that's different. Yeah, when they start sticking a bunch of plastic on, that just tells me that they're trying to cheap out on the materials. Supreme Air Max sweat out in 77.8 seconds. Yeah, we didn't stand a chance. Your 4s have defects. Bro, I hope my 4s don't have defects. My 4s are coming. Update on the waffles. Didn't they drop waffles? Didn't waffles drop this past weekend? We were blinded by the 4s. We didn't notice the waffles dropping. We were blinded by the 4s. I'm going to be here where you are. Okay, well, I'm about to sign off because I got some things I got to do. We couldn't cop the Supremes, so yeah, it is what it is. But it's all right. Tomorrow's a new day. Wait, what? They dropped a bunch of boutiques. The waffles, yeah, a bunch of different boutiques. Yeah, but I don't know. They might have a big drop on. They might have a drop on Nike. I can't imagine they'll not have a drop on Nike. All right, you guys, I got to run. I got to make more videos. I got to put together my plexiglass shoe boxes. I got a lot of things I got to get done. Go listen to the podcast, guys. Go listen to the podcast. All right, you guys, I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for the likes, the follows, the gifts, the subscriptions. I appreciate it. All right, you guys. Hey, Rob, thank you for the follow. Guys, tap that follow button on the way out, okay? Thanks, guys. I will talk to you soon. See you. If I don't see you tonight, maybe see you tomorrow. Okay. Bye.